You are listening to the Hustle and Glow podcast with Francesca Alexander. During this time, some businesses are shutting down their social media to cut expenses on apps or even ads during this economic crisis. This is not the time to stop social media. This is a time to ramp it up, connect, and show you have a strong business presence or about to reopen. We are introducing Social Collab. Social Collab is designed to help small or solo business owners to create compelling social media. And the best part, it's free. Go in today's show notes below and click on the Social Collab link to join. Hey there. Welcome to Hustle and Glow, the podcast. Really excited to be back. I needed to take a few weeks off just to research and do what I want to do. And I wanted to actually do a podcast on exactly what that is. I think the past year, a couple of years, and I've said it in a couple of podcasts, like I really want to like talk about the issues that women in business face and women of color. It's actually an extra layer of what we face in business as an entrepreneur. And, you know, that sounds all well and good. And we can only imagine what those issues would be. We can kind of think about what they are. But what has held me back is some old noise that I've heard in my career about keeping it professional. Don't say anything that's negative. And the thing is, that is absolutely a tool to shut people down. The more that we share our experiences that are negative, that we have no control of, that we try to change, put us in that negative light where we're not being professional, but actually that's a shutdown method. It's something to keep us quiet and not say anything. So, I think a couple of days ago, let me just pull it up because I was just, it was, for me, it was a moment. Definitely a moment. It's about 2 days ago, I posted on my Instagram, like picture of me, like neck down on some of the research that I've been doing in the last few weeks. And a lot of it is, I think as a woman of color, I've said it all before, you know, when you accuse people of racism, you need to be responsible when you do it. And my feeling was always is that I needed to show factual information that would support my claim on racism. Now, in 2020, that's not always being used to combat conversations. And what I want to be able to do, if anything at all, is to get that conversation to open up. We need to have these conversations, these really hard ones. And for me, my greatest obstacle in conversing where people are people that are absolutely the polar opposite of me. And that would be conservative people. That would be the people that are protesting, staying safe and staying isolated at the moment. And being in New Zealand, I've said it before too. There's a lot of things I've said before, but I get like this wide-eyed curious response, although I'm not meeting anybody other than Zoom. When we talk about the U.S., like people are like, wow, what is going on over there? I have no explanation. I don't know either. And I'm as shocked as most people when they see the news. The thing is, in New Zealand, there's been a very practical approach. I believe we're in week 8 in isolation, in self-isolating. And that means for New Zealanders, up until we actually just graduated into level 3. So that means we're not in that level 4 where we couldn't have contact. But let me tell you what level 4 looked like. Level 4 was there was no restaurants. You couldn't do takeout. You couldn't do anything. So those businesses were very, very hard hit. So you couldn't go out. You were supposed to stay in your neighborhood. Police were politely asking. And by the way, police are really, really, really polite here. You'll never see them slam anybody on a hood. It's just, at least in the areas that I've been, I'm sure that there'll be those one-offs like all police. But for the most part, they're genuinely concerned on how you're doing. It's just, it's so polar opposite. They will politely ask you where you're from and why are you walking in this area. If you're in the beach area, which I am, I'm on the beach, a lot of people from around will actually drive to the beach, and then they politely tell them to please go back. Don't break your bubble. So that's the other thing. Our post office, our New Zealand Postal Service, completely shut down because they didn't want any cross-contaminating products landing on our doorstep. So that's definitely different from the U.S. People are just ordering like crazy on Amazon. They get all these packages daily. Like we don't have any of that. They've even cut off packages coming in from the U.S. They're in a holding area up until they released it into level 3, I believe. And still, even I've ordered some stuff locally for my home, and I'm still waiting to get some packages in, but they're just sort of waking up, and I'm sure they're backlogged. So we're slowly but surely going into that as we are into level 3. Huge difference. This is why we're doing better in flattening that curve. We've also we have no foreign incoming flights from different countries. So we're keeping it really isolated. We're also in a week where we had no new cases. And I see like California, my home state, and I also look at what's happening in New York, and I'm still in awe with what we're doing. So again, just, and then we're hearing some really negative stuff that is coming out from the U.S., which brings me back to the subject of you know, that divisive shutdown and what I had to do and all the research that I've been doing. I felt the weight of every woman that has to always conduct themselves professionally. And giving you example of that, you know, just that whole divisive shutdown method is, you know, when it, at least this happened to me 1,000 times, I'm sure this happened to you in the U.S. too. You were asked by HR once you were hired, do not discuss your salary. Why is that? It's because we would find out that we were paid less than our male colleagues, or women would compare it and say, wow, that's why are we getting paid differently? We would have figured it out a little sooner within the time that we got hired. That's huge. That's a huge example of that divisive shutdown technique that a lot of people use. And you know what's funny too in New Zealand, now that I think of it, they're very open here about how much you make, what do you do? For me, it's like, how do you ask somebody how much they make? It's, I don't know. But, you know, it's part of that conversation. They're very transparent people. They're very just matter of fact, which is great. So that is an example of that disparity. One of the other things that that really got me going and what I want to do, and I had a great conversation with a colleague this morning, and talking about how those extra layers happen, where sure, there are experiences and different experiences, multi-generational. So Gen X versus the millennial experience are totally different, where females are more supported in the millennial sector than they are in Gen X. They're not as supported. So that's a huge variance and difference. There's also another variance and difference if you're a woman of color and you're working alongside a Caucasian woman here. There'll be things that'll be asked. In my experience, when I worked corporate here in New Zealand, doesn't matter what the pay grade was, I was asked several times in different companies to go do a coffee run. You know, and in the U.S., you would get your intern, you would get your assistant. But there's one thing that I cannot stand doing, and I will not allow, is having somebody that's underneath me to do things like cleaning the restroom of the building. I'll do it. Do coffee runs or anything that is beneath a person, I will not allow it, because I want that person to experience what dignity means, and they should always be playing in the surface of dignity. I'll catch it. I'll do it so we can move on. And I name call it. I absolutely say this is what it is, but we're going to go ahead and carry on despite what is happening, because we're going to do good work despite what is given to us. So that's one piece. And also too, that whole divisiveness of shutting people down, not having those conversations that are uncomfortable when there's an issue of inequality, that's something that we all just have to be aware. I think the great thing about social media right now is that we're all talking about, I think politically, what is crazy and what is not, what's the word I'm thinking of? You know, when you're seeing a lot of stuff and one day somebody is agreeing with something and then the next day they go back on their word. I can't think of it. Hypocrisy. That's the word. So we're seeing a lot more of that. People on social are actually talking about that. Like, whoa, like, you know, when it's convenient, you have this chain of thought. And so what I wanted to put out there, especially for me, like if I could listen to my own podcast, and I'm saying this out loud, it's okay and it's safe to disagree with people that are trying to push their agenda and their status quo. It's okay to be a woman in business. I am a female business owner here in Auckland, New Zealand, and it is okay for me to point these things out. It's okay for me to have a podcast and point these things out. For those who don't agree with me, and basically I have a very, very simple platform, you need to be kind in business. You need to be respectful. You need to include everybody while you just need to be inclusive for opportunity. And if you can't deal with that, and if you have a problem me saying something that's totally unjust, then you're right. We probably shouldn't be doing business together. I want to come from a place of kindness. I want to come from a place of inclusiveness. I will be talking about women in business because we still, in 2020, have those huge issues that are still unsurmountable. In New Zealand, we still have a pay gap. That's huge. It's the place where women in the world, the first place in the world where women can vote. We should be the first place, one of the first places, because we're not, we one of the first places where we would have equal pay. It should be illegal. We should all be equal. These are simple, simple beliefs that we should all have. So if I say something that points out inequality, or if I have a political view that shows that something is not right, that we're not being perceived as equal, even now I'm going back and I'm trying not to do it from a place of anger, because all of this also has led me through a pathway of trauma and scarcity and not being able to do business correctly and not up-leveling. And I've said goodbye to that, and I'm going to continue on anyway. So it's been a big internal journey. And I wouldn't have had it if we didn't have those 8 weeks of self-reflection. It's nice to have this time to really not only reflect, but to do the research and not be so hard on myself in terms of like, what am I going to talk about? I got to be likable. I do online marketing. Like, you got to keep it PC. But my challenge is to people that are in the marketing sphere and they are doing marketing, why aren't they talking? Why aren't they saying what their belief system? You know, I was really surprised and really excited to hear people like James Wedmore, Kate Northrup, and I feel like those are the only two for now that have heard. Oh no, there is some other one. There are some others that are voicing what human rights viewpoint of equality, and that's big. We should be saying that. If you have a platform, you should be saying what you believe in. I mean, I need to align myself in business and in customers that believe the same things that I do, that believe it not only in kindness, but equality, and to make sure that whatever it is that we're doing, that whatever it is we're doing in business actually contributes to the world and does the greater good. I don't want to hear any nonsense about keeping quiet. And I have to say, at a couple of events, at marketing events, huge names, huge Oprah names, one in particular that is loved by a lot, had said to the group, to the women, you got to keep it professional. You got to be able not to say your political views on LinkedIn, and you can keep that to a Facebook personal page, but don't say it out loud. This woman is Caucasian. So I understand it. In the beginning, how you just want to be able to get your overall positive rating up when you are a marketer. But what is that saying to a group of women, and there's women of color in there, telling them to be quiet and not share their experience, and that you can, for God's sake, don't do it on LinkedIn. Now in 2020, if you're actually following some progressive women, you will hear those disparities. And it's refreshing. It's actually great to talk about your political views on LinkedIn. If not there, where? You need to, that's thought leadership. That place is for thought leadership. You should absolutely come from a place of, you know, these are the disparative things that we're talking about. And this is how we create an equal playing field for all of us. And this is what's wrong with this. That's exactly where you should say it. So, yeah, I'm kind of on a rant. I'm doing it for me. I'm doing it for those who are just sick and tired of what is going on out there. And, you know, we're just ready to rise up. We're ready to rise up. And I always think of Michelle Obama, you know, when they go low, we go high. Haven't mastered that bit yet. Definitely. But I absolutely want to be that person that you know that's in online marketing that has a voice, that has a strong voice, and is unapologetic about sharing her experiences that have changed the shape of who I am. And it's now, if not now, when, right? But we have to start doing it. We have to start challenging those people that want it to stay the same. You know what I mean? We just got to stop it. Absolutely. You know how hard it is for me not to actually cuss? I mean, I guess it's an age thing, but I'm not supposed to cuss. That's another thing, right? Oh, this whole podcast, I wanted to just be really candid with you, but I had to hold that back. But anyway, listen, thank you so much for listening. That is it for me for now. And I will continue on to this path and share some things with you, and definitely bring in some other people and get their experiences. And I'd like to get some other female voices on the podcast as well to share with us what they've gone through. If you have a story or you want to talk about something like this, you know, check me out on Instagram at globalgirl_LA. I'm also there at social.global.grind. And yeah, just have a chat with me. If you have a story to tell me, let me know. I'd love to connect. I love doing DMs and voice DMs. So I will talk to you there, and I look forward to our next conversation on our Hustle and Glow podcast. Thanks for listening. But before you go, I want to include an exclusive free offer for my listeners. I know, as an online business owner and owner of a marketing agency, that planning your social media like Instagram or LinkedIn can be exhausting, or you don't have the time or energy to get this done. Let me take this off your plate. Our wish for you is to make life just a little bit easier. Sign up for our free instant social media monthly content calendar at socialglobalgrind.com. Or you can just go to the show notes and click on the link. Thanks for listening.